Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up on the south side of Chicago and earned a bachelor's degree in mathematics from Lewis College. He obtained an MBA from Loyola University. He is a businessman, an entrepreneur, a faithful man who strives to live it each day. For the last 20 years, he has also hosted this radio program. You know his name. It's Jack Krasula. I'm Dave Llewellyn, and it's my honor to interview Jack on this very special episode of Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is a special opportunity for me to be in this chair and ask the questions of Jack Krasula after 20 years and over 1,000 episodes of Anything Is Possible. Let's start with this journey. Entrepreneur, businessman, how in the heck did you wind up on the radio, Jack?
I had never been a guest on any radio station in my life. I was great friends with the legendary late great Mike Feasey, who was the president of JR. And we were golfing one day. And I said, Mike, you need something positive on JR. You got Rush Limbaugh, that's what my dad called him, Sean Hannity, Dr. Laura. You've got all this pounding on people. You need something positive. And he said, well, like what? And I said, you should have one show a week where you highlight one person, let them tell their story to inspire all of us. I never said I should be the host. I'd never been on the radio. And he said, Jack, like who? I said, I'll send you some names. So I wrote down, Dave, my hero, Ernie Banks, on a piece of paper. Father Hesburgh of Notre Dame, John McCain, Eleanor Josaitis. I didn't know these people. Just wrote those down. And I mailed it to him. And he said, he called me a week later. He says, I love the idea, and I think you'd be great as the host. That's how I got the gig.
And 1,000 guests later, you're going strong. You mentioned the name. Your very first guest, Eleanor Josaitis.
The legendary, you know, suburban housewife who teamed up with the legendary Irish priest, Father William Cunningham with that hair, to start Focus Hope. I didn't know how to go to a commercial. I didn't know how to come back from a commercial. I think I started, I said, Eleanor, I'm going to ask you the first three questions, this, this, this. And she said, well, Jack, that first question is not very good. Ask me this. And Jack, that second one is even dumber than the first. And the third one, Jack, you ought to be embarrassed. So 3/4 of the way through the show, she's telling me what to ask and giving the answers. And I said, Eleanor, what the hell am I even here for?
You know? You lost control right off the bat.
Yes. And then a minute after the show aired, Mike Feasey called. Jackie, we're having breakfast tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. at the Crumpets. And he had a list. You can't do this. You got to do this. You can't do this. I was awful. And these people carried me. Ernie Harwell was the second guest. Tom Wilkins, the black symphony conductor, was the third. Ernie Banks, my hero, was the fourth. They carried me.
But you learned.
And you're carrying me today.
I'm thrilled to be here. This is an awesome opportunity. And for me to be able to ask you the questions this time, because I have had the honor and privilege of being on your show one time. All right, you mentioned Eleanor Josaitis as the first guest. You've had over 1,000 guests. Let me ask you your one or two favorite guests of all time. If out of that list, you can name them.
Oh, absolutely. The second best guest, and we had him 3 times, okay, was Peter Pretorius, not the Blade Runner. This guy was from South Africa. He was a Formula One race car driver, a tobacco farmer, a wild man. And in 1984, he heard that there was a feeding center in Mozambique. So he went on a little puddle jumper for the day, told Ann I'll be home tonight, got there. There were 30,000 people. and no food. And the pilot didn't come back for 10 days and thought he died. There were no phones. The first thing that happened to him was a woman came up with an infant son. Would you hold my son while I try to find water? And while she was gone, Dave, the little boy starved to death in Peter's arms. And the mom came back and had to give, Peter had to give the mom the dead son. Jack, I watched 200-300 kids each day starve to death for 10 days. I'm screaming at God, are you even up there? What's wrong with you? You know, where are you? Why you let this happen? And on the 10th day, God said, Peter, do what you can to feed them and I'll help you. And that started JAM, Joint Aid Management. And today, 40 years later, they feed 1 million kids a day.
And your first, most favorite guest of all.
Nick Vujicic. 5 times we've had him on. He's now 42. Hispanic, Oriental, beautiful wife, 2 sons, 2 daughters. If it be true, Dave, that we have to be God's arms and legs, and that's how God works. He doesn't, you know, he's talked to you a few times. But most times, he uses one of us to reach another person, if we're both open to it. And I've never met a man that does a better job at being God's arms and legs than Nick Vujicic, who was born with no limbs, the limbless evangelist. He has reached 2.8 billion people with a B. He's far and away the best. Tell you one story?
Yes.
So we had him for the 1,000th show, like back August. He says, Jack, I just got back from Peru. Gave a talk there, and after the talk, they gave me a room, like behind the stage, and I'm calming down, and the doors open, and here comes 4 guys with Uzis, submachine guns. He's got a great sense of humor. He says, was it something I said? And they part, Dave, and here's a guy in a suit, and he says, Nick, my name is Pedro Castillo. I'm the dictator of Peru. I didn't want to come tonight. My wife forced me. That's true everywhere. And I don't believe in God. And after listening to you, Nick, I still don't believe in God. But I have to tell you a story. Later this week in our Congress, we're going to vote on a bill that I'm the one sponsor. I wrote the bill. I'm the one pushing it. And the bill basically says that if a woman's pregnant and we know something's wrong, we'll terminate the pregnancy. And Nick, after listening to you tonight, I realize I was wrong. And I'm going to go on national TV tomorrow, and I'm going to tell my people I was wrong. We're not going to do that. Nick Vujicic, the best.
That's fantastic. And I'm guessing he'll make 5 more appearances or more than that in the future as well. When we come back, we'll ask Jack about growing up on the south side of Chicago and how the heck he became a Cubs fan over the White Sox. I'm Dave Llewellyn. This is Anything is Possible on WJR. This is Anything is Possible, and I'm your guest host this week, Dave Llewellyn, with Jack Krasula on this 20-year anniversary of this fantastic radio program. We mentioned, and you talked about, your 2 favorite guests of all time, but you have had a distinguished list of guests on this program over the last 20 years. About a thumbnail sketch. I mean, I know of the business leaders and the sports stars, but it goes beyond that.
Can I admit something?
Sure.
Listening to you for the last 8 minutes, I sure hope Ann Thomas doesn't hear this show, because if she does, there ain't no more Jack Krasula with Anything is Possible, and it's going to be Dave Llewellyn.
No, you're too kind.
Okay. Well, the White Sox have this Leo the 14th as a fan, right?
Yes.
With all seriousness, everybody on the South Side loved the White Sox, and then the North Side was the Cubs. But I loved Ernie Banks. He was the Zig Ziglar before I ever met Zig Ziglar. You know, let's play 2, the Cubs will be heavenly in 70. I just loved him. Got to become very good friends with him. And that's why I love the Cubs, because of Ernie Banks. We had, Dave, a tough century.
Yes.
It was 108 years. But finally.
Finally.
Ernie Banks had just died in 2015. And, you know, every Major League Baseball has 108 stitches. It had been 108 years, so God said, it's time. It's time. And remember how Game 7 in Cleveland, they tied it up, scored two runs in the bottom of the ninth, Cleveland did, and then the rain came. I thought, here we go again, but then we won in the 10th inning.
What a night. All right, so Ernie Banks, one of those distinguished guests, but you've had presidents, you've had astronauts, I mean...
Miss America's, yeah. Dave Llewellyn, okay. Bill Bonds. I didn't ask him any questions.
Didn't need to with Bill. He could carry the hour for himself. All right, growing up on the south side of Chicago, yes, a Cubs fan, but mom and dad, your dad was a postal worker?
Yes.
The impact, the influence your parents, Jack, had on your life, your foundation, your formation.
Well, it was a dictatorship. It was not a democracy. And from my dad, I learned, you get up early, you work hard, and Jackie, you stay humble. That's what he said to me every... I'd call him every day for the last 40 years of his life. Died at 94. That's how we ended every phone call. Jackie, stay humble. And from my mom, I learned, you be good to people. And that's... And then they gave us a very strong faith as well. And that's... And God has blessed me immensely.
You are an optimistic person, though. It's the glass is half full. You're forward-looking. Did I guess, that philosophy of life, and we'll talk about that, the philosophy of life, did that come from mom and dad as well?
Oh, my mom. We didn't have an alarm clock. She called it an opportunity clock. You know, the ends of the heels of the loaf of bread? Mm-hmm. My mom only ate the two beginnings of the bread. They were the beginnings. It was a can-do attitude. She was the Zig Ziglar. She was the Ernie Banks before I met any of those people. Og Mandino. It was my mom. Yeah.
Lewis College?
The Harvard of the Midwest.
Studied mathematics?
Yes.
MBA from Loyola University.
On Rush Street. On Rush Street.
That was an education.
Yes, yes.
All right. First job? What started you on the path?
Illinois Bell. They hired me to be a programmer downtown Chicago. And they taught me how to be a programmer because of the mathematics. And then I went to Loyola at night. You know, I would walk from Washington Boulevard to Rush Street. I didn't own a car. You know, you would take the bus and the L. And a guy named Bobby Guy Stevenson, a Texan, called me and said, Jack, I'm with Cutler Williams. We're a consultancy. We got opportunity in Detroit. We'd love to talk to you. Dave, I had never been on an airplane, okay? I just wanted to go on an airplane. So I think the $29 flight from Midway here. And they said, Jack, we're going to open an office in Chicago right away. You just come here, do this first gig, and we'll do it. And I was with them for 4 years. They never opened the office in Chicago. And then a man at American Motors on Plymouth Road, Marty Mutz, was the CIO. And one, I was doing engagements for them, and one day he gave me a little book, Dave, How to Incorporate for $29.95. He says, I want you to read this book, do what's inside, come back. I want to do business with you. And that's how Decision Consultant started. And 26 years later, we sold it to a public firm, Cyber, mm-hmm. out of Denver. And the chairman of the board was Bobby Guy Stevenson, the guy that recruited me. All only in America.
Yeah.
Only in America.
Talk about a full circle moment.
Unbelievable.
And someone who... forever impacted your life in a positive way.
Yes.
This is Anything Possible. I'm Dave Llewellyn. We're talking with Jack Krasula today, the host of this program. So you sold your business in 2002, started another company, and then in 2005 began this journey. You end the program with with God, anything is possible. Let's talk about faith and the role faith plays in your life.
So we'd been doing the show for 6 months, and I had Adam Cardinal Mita as a guest. Boy, he was he is a salesman. He's 95. And so the show would always air, you know, thanks for listening. Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. And remember, anything is possible. And then I'd say spohom. That's a Slovak word that means stay safe, be with God, etc. And Cardinal Mita, when I did that, he says, Jack, let's go back and add two words. I says, Your Eminence, yes, what two words? With God, anything is possible. So for the next 19 and a half years, it's always, with God, anything is possible. And I've always said, Dave, I'm not the host of the show. I'm the beneficiary of the show. Like you were, you know, with your career. The people we've met and learned from, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Not everyone is comfortable speaking about religion, about their faith, and living it and professing that faith. But that's who you are. That's what you do.
I learned from Mike Timmis. I learned from Mike Feasey, Alonzo McDonald, Pastor Doug Schmidt, Father Ricardo, many others. It's about a relationship with Jesus. It's not so much religion, you know, and there's some words that spark a lot of energy. But it's a relationship with Jesus. Your best friend you'll ever have is Jesus. I've learned that from, you know, guests on the show, and it's true. It works.
When we come back, we'll ask Jack what else fills his day. And it's many things and many projects and many activities. I'm Dave Llewellyn, the guest host today with Jack Krasula on Anything is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything is Possible, and I'm Dave Llewellyn, your guest host today with Jack Krasula, as we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this program, Anything is Possible. We've talked about this show, your involvement. There are other activities that are important in your life as well. At Our Lady Queen of Martyrs, you have a weekly speaker series, Men of the Holy Spirit. How long has that been?
Almost 4 years, okay. And every Tuesday morning at 6:30 in the morning, juice, coffee, donuts, and we get about 40 to 50, usually men, some women, and I always bring a speaker in to talk about their journey, whatever it is. Then we get up and Walt Romano brings the guitar, we sing a song, and then we have a closing prayer. So that's every Tuesday morning for 4 years.
And the AIP speaker series as well at St. John's Resort in Plymouth. You have brought in some incredible speakers for that series.
God put on my heart a little more than 4 years ago, Jack. You know, Woodside Bible Church, Kensington, they've got something going all the time. Those things are on fire. Most Catholic churches are just kind of sleepy in a way, maintained. Jack, I've driven you some phenomenal guests, Bishop Robert Barron, Immaculate Labagiza, Father Ricardo, Father Mike Schmitz, the podcast king in the world. Okay, on and on and on. I want you to bring one of those prior guests to St. John's Resort in Plymouth one night a month during the week. It's free. And let them inspire people. And we get anywhere from 300 to 1,000 people. We always serve the world's greatest carrot cake cupcakes at the end, Dave. Some people just come for the cupcakes, whatever it takes, right?
Whatever it takes.
Get them in the door. And so that's called the AIP Speaker Series.
And those are on YouTube?
Yes, we started a YouTube channel, AIP Speaker Series. The last year of the radio shows have been on those speeches. And then also there's 70 of those 10-minute videos as well.
You're also involved in a project, and it's on YouTube, I know, but you have reached out to many of these guests that you've had on your program and your speaker series, and that probably some that you hope to have and haven't, but have reached out and asked for philosophies of life from these individuals. And I've seen many of the letters, the communication back. How did that start, and why are you asking others for the keys to their lives?
Well, I've been blessed to have over 200 of them. And the first one was my dad's. I asked my dad to write his philosophy of life. And then I thought, Jack, you meet a lot of phenomenal people. Ask them to write their philosophy of life. So I've got a packet, you know, where I send you samples. And we've got one, Jimmy Carter, Jerry Ford, the two Bushes, Michael Bloomberg, Dr. Ben Carson, Bishop Robert Barron, Cardinals, Kenny G, a couple of Miss Americas, 9 astronauts. And a few years ago, I got a man named by the name of Pope Francis to write me his philosophy of life.
And you share those stories,
yes,
those letters in this YouTube series as well.
So somebody said, Jack, create a 10-minute video where you talk about that person's life, okay, they're growing up, etc. And while you're talking, we'll find pictures of them as a kid, etc., through their career. We'll put music behind it. And then at the end, you show the letter as you read the letter. And whether they're podcasts or YouTube videos or whatever, we now have 70 of those out there. The last two we put out there are Muhammad Ali and the King, Arnold Palmer.
And these are designed, right, to kind of help others, maybe guide others, provide inspiration to others?
Yes. And we now put video for the Muhammad Ali. Remember at the funeral, Billy Crystal gave a eulogy where he played Howard Cosell and then Ali? You know, legendary. Yeah. It was legendary. So we put that little clip in there. Some people say they're like Ken Burns. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, time will tell on that.
They're not Dave Llewellyn, but they're good.
You are and have been an avid collector as well over your adult life, to be sure. Autographs from many of the most famous athletes, entertainers.
Presidents.
You name it.
I was in the third grade on the south side of Chicago, 12 kids in the class. And one day the nun, sister, said, okay, each of you have to have a project. You have to write to 5 senators or governors for an autograph as a project. Dave, I didn't always listen that good. And so I wrote to Ernie Banks, Mickey Mantle, and Willie Mays, my heroes. And they sent back an autograph. And I went to sister proud and happy. Look at sister. You know, she slapped me around. The ruler, how they used to grab over here. You know, you're going to go blind, go see the priest, all that, go to public school. Big red zero. And there was a man down the street, Jack Becker, 12 kids, and he was our Little League coach. And he said, Jack, I get this Sports Illustrated. I get Sport Magazine. After I read it, I'm going to give you the magazine. You rip the pictures out. You send them to these guys. And then a few years later, he says, why don't you try to get an autograph of every Hall of Famer of every sport? And that's what I set out to do over 50 years ago.
And where are you today?
Well, in baseball, I miss 4. In football, I miss 2. In golf, I miss 9. You know, but God, a few years ago, the Baseball Hall of Fame put a guy in, Saul White, who was a catcher in 1870. Does boxing get you every year? They put some guy in who died by 1890. So it's, you know, a living, breathing thing. And we have every, you know, Super Bowl MVP. I have a handwritten letter or type letter from 45 of the 47 presidents. Think about that. I still don't have one from the Trumpster, but you know, it's a journey. We don't have one yet.
Yeah, okay? That's right.
It's a journey.
So I have witnessed you tell the stories of some of these autographs and how you obtain them, which is fascinating. What do you do with them, and what are you going to do with them?
You sound like Pam, okay? No,
like my mother with my baseball cards and other stuff. What are you going to do with all this stuff?
There's 300 binders, okay? And we got Pam and I got married last August. And the 300 binders were in the house. Well, overnight, those binders got cooties, okay? I think there's 41 left of the 300, and those are under siege. But for a long time, I thought, I'm going to have a museum. But now I've come to realize you got to have a virtual museum. So there's a guy, Marcel Perrant, that Chris Illich hired about 7 years ago to, you know, create a virtual museum of all of the Tigers stuff, Red Wings, Olympia Entertainment, Little Caesars. And there's a firm in Atlanta, Heritage Works, W-E-R-K-S, the greatest scanners in the world. And you create little podcasts or little narratives, and it's going to be available to anybody in the world anytime they want. That's what these young kids want. They want the museum to come to them, Dave, not to go for them to go to the museum.
I've not been to the Baseball Hall of Fame yet in Cooperstown, but that's on my list of things to do. I want to be in that virtual Jack Krasula autograph museum for sure.
Anytime.
Well, it's got to be one of the most complete and fantastic collections in the world.
In 1999, Sports Illustrated wrote an article called The Uncollector, because I did this through the mail, and they said, it's the greatest such collection. There, I can introduce you to a couple people that have better baseball or football or golf or hockey or swimming, but no crazy maniac has tried to do all the Hall of Fames.
You're the man for the job. That man is Jack Krasula. I'm Dave Llewellyn. This is Anything is Possible. And we're back with a final word after this.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything is Possible, and I'm Jack Krasula.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble.
The great Ernie Harwell.
My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
And the voices of our generation.
I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis.
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club. Developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything.
Spohom.
Welcome back to Anything is Possible. I'm Dave Llewellyn with Jack Krasula as we talk about 20 years of this program. What have you learned, Jack, in 20 years of talking with some of the most famous people?
The first few years, it was all about success. If you had 86 Burger Kings, how do you get 90? If you had 600 employees, how do you get 800? If you've won 18 majors, Jack Nicklaus, how do you get the 19th? And then that economic tsunami hit.
Yeah.
I made some mistakes financially. And the show has now changed to where it's more about surrendering and letting God use you. So it's been a learning process in that sense. I'm regularly amazed that God does his greatest work with the least likely people. The Nick Vujicic, Eleanor Josaitis, okay? Yeah. We have the uprising, the riots. Father Cunningham starts Focus Hope. The first person he goes to is this housewife from Downriver, Eleanor Josaitis, with six kids under 10. Come and help me, volunteer. And all these U-Hauls are leaving the city. And 6 months later, she tells her husband, we've got to move back to the city. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom and dad, if you recall, Dave, took her to court to take her six kids away from her because she was nuts. I think one of the brother-in-laws took her to court. You can't use the Josaitis name because you're embarrassing the name. And Father Cunningham dies. We thought the thing is over, but comes to be, she was stronger than Father Cunningham. She was like a bulldozer going through a field of marshmallows, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't say no to Eleanor Josaitis. So he this Darryl Woods, the last couple of years, that spent 29 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. And now what he's doing in this town is unbelievable. His greatest work is with the least likely people.
It's great lessons for all of us to hear and to learn. We mentioned in the last segment your wife, Pam, and how long it took for you to come to your senses and marry her. You're a powerhouse couple. She is a powerhouse as CEO, founder of Beyond Basics. To help with literacy in the city of Detroit, the state of Michigan, this country, it is an emergency, and Beyond Basics is making a difference.
We have a silent epidemic in America, and it's called literacy. Over half the kids in America, in schools, cannot read at grade level. Some of these inner cities, it's 90%. Harbor Springs, think about this. Harbor Springs, 30% of the kids are reading at least three grade levels below. Same thing in Troy and Rochester school systems. So it's all over. These kids are blind to words, Dave. And they're our future. America's greatest natural resource is our young people. That's all we got. Yogi, the future ain't what it used to be. Okay? And so Pam and Joanne Wagerson started Beyond Basics. They partner with the school. They pull the kid out. They test him. He's 15. He's 6'2", 210. He's reading at a second grade level. He can talk, but he's blind to words. And they pull him out of the class every day for an hour a day to work one-on-one with a paid tutor. And in 6 to 13 weeks, we have him, or Beyond Basics has him reading at grade level. We transform their life.
It's amazing.
Pam, how'd I do, Pam? Okay.
You did great. Well,
and I am an unpaid spokesperson.
And she has done great work. And this opportunity, you know, to expand this program to help so many other young people overcome this gap, this literacy emergency, it's such great work.
61 schools throughout the state of Michigan, 300 employees, it's a $14 million budget. It's unbelievable. It works. It works. Carolyn Clifford.
Yes.
Right? She learned about Beyond Basics from you. And there was some, a viewer came up to Carolyn and said, Carolyn, I'm embarrassed. I can't read. She was like a grandmother. I can't read. And you told Carolyn about Beyond Basics. And Carolyn came and became a tutor. She went through the training to become a tutor, Carolyn Clifford, to teach that grandmother, who she didn't even know, how to read.
She is committed. She, in so many ways, to helping people in this city, Carolyn. I mean, she is a caregiver in so many ways. But yes, she is a believer. She is active and supportive, and also a messenger for the program because it works.
Talk about God does the greatest work with. Carolyn's mom had a company where she would go and catch vermints, mm-hmm. rats, raccoons, opossums. And as a little girl, Carolyn would go with her to do that. And boy, you talk about a classy, professional woman, what she's done. And you guys were a great team. I outkicked my punt coverage when I married Pam, and you outkicked your punt coverage when you got teamed up.
And personally, okay. At home as well, far outkicked the coverage. What is the future for Beyond Basics, though? I mean, this is a program that works and can continue to expand and become even bigger in terms of solving these problems.
Well, on average, it's cost $3,000 per kid. So it's a constant battle. Pam's payroll right now is $450,000 every 2 weeks, Dave.
Wow.
That's the journey. You know, it's not like curing cancer. It's to help kids read at grade level. That's the mission.
Important work.
Yes.
And she's doing it, and you're supporting that work as well. All right, back to Anything is Possible. 20 years in, you've had, and we've talked about, the guest list, over 1,000 incredible people. But I'm guessing there are a few people that you've wanted to have on the program that to this point have eluded you and your persistent efforts to bring them in the studio. Give me a few names of who you want next.
Roger Penske. I've asked him 15 times. Jack, I listen to the show. I admire the show. But Jack, I just stay under the radar. So some people, they haven't come on yet.
You are one persistent man. I want to thank you for this opportunity. 20 years, congratulations. It's fantastic, the work that you do here and through all of your other activities. It's only right, I think, that you close out your show on this day, but I am grateful to share some of your incredible journey over these 20 years.
Well, first, I want to thank Mike Feasey, the late, great Mike Feasey, Ann Thomas, Mike Wheeler, Mark Blackwell, Kelly Fisher. Those two have carried us for 20 years. And the listeners for continuing to do this show. It's been a blessing. So please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohem.
Believe in yourself.